Dreamscape presents Fixin' to Die by Tanya Kappas, narrated by Hilary Huber. Chapter 1.
Calling all units, calling all units.
Betty Murphy's voice felt like a stiletto in my ear as it came over the police walkie-talkie. The clock read 7 in the morning. Betty couldn't have been at the sheriff's office long enough to already be calling all units. Not a good sign for a Monday morning. I had yet to enjoy my cup of coffee. Damn, I groaned, putting the coffee cup in the beanbag coffee holder that laid over the hump on the floorboard. It was too early for anyone in Cottonwood, Kentucky to be out and about, much less needing assistance from the sheriff's department. Well, unless it was about the multiple coyote sightings that had been reported throughout the county, which weren't unusual for this time of year. In that case, I had my 12-gauge nestled on the back seat, ready to scare them away. Duke lunged his front paws from the passenger side to the floorboard, licking up what little coffee had spilled. There was no way he was getting all of his 90-pound body squeezed down on the floorboard.
Kenny, you there?
Betty asked again, before I could unvelcro the walkie-talkie from my shoulder.
Calling all units.
I wasn't sure why she'd be calling for all units when the only unit was me. And Betty was well aware of that fact. Holding the steering wheel steady with one hand, I reached up and grabbed the police radio.
Betty, I'm here.
I twisted the windshield wipers on to get what was hopefully the last of the lingering rain we'd had over the past few days.
What do you have for me? Oh, God, Kenny.
She sounded out of breath, rushing over my nickname, short for Kendrick.
I mean, Sheriff Lowry, I barely got in the door and put my pocketbook down before the phone started ringing.
She didn't skip a beat.
Ronald Walton is dead, and you better get over there before the rest of the town hears about it and beats you there.
I jerked forward when I brought the old wagoneer to an abrupt stop. I scooted up on the edge of my seat and looked out the windshield and over the hood to make sure the engine wasn't lying on the pavement.
What?
Shock came over me. I stared out the window. Betty had to be mistaken.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?